It was a graveyard.
Let's go on a slight spooky tangent, shall we? So it is, you know, as we record, we are a mere few days away from Halloween. In fact, tonight is NXT Halloween Havoc. Me and the missus have been watching a lot of scary movies lately, and it made me think, spookiest faction of all time. Now, obviously, we could just say the Ministry and then move on. We could do that, but we don't want to do that. So if we were to build the spookiest faction of all time, no naked Midians allowed, who would be in that faction? All-timer, spookiest wrestling gimmicks.
You know what? I actually have put Naked Midian. The scariest Amazing. Of all.
The scariest of all.
All right. We'll cross him out.
I mean, no. You include that huge pasty white ass if that's what keeps you up at night. Let's do it.
It does. It gives me the willies.
Oh, I mean, there's enough of that underneath that bum bag.
Oh, right. So, fantasy faction is 8 singles wrestlers and 1 tag team.
Yeah.
So, all right. I guess we'll name ours and see if we can come up with a final 8 and 2.
Uh huh.
Let's start with
tag team, right?
Okay.
And this might be controversial, but I was trying to think of a spooky tag team, and I kept thinking LOD, right? I kept thinking Legion of Doom, but I was like, are they really scary? And I was like, well, you know what we probably should do, to be fair? The biggest, scariest tag team of all time. Surely it's got to be Brothers of Destruction. Kane and The Undertaker. As your tag. Right?
I mean, thinking about when it was their run. So I wrote down some wrestlers here, and then I thought, well, what sort of versions of that wrestler would fit in best? So the Brothers of Destruction, their heyday was like American Badass Undertaker and Kane in his leotard, not as scary. You know what I mean?
It was, but probably the scariest they ever. Was in that match with Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Was that Crown Jewel?
That was scary. That was dangerous.
The disaster. Yeah.
It was one of the Super Saudi shit shows. Yeah.
That was the dead man.
True. Yeah. That's fair.
That was pretty terrifying.
I mean, it was so scary that people just did not want to see anything like that ever again. So,
did you have any thoughts on spooky tag teams?
Well, I kind of thought back to Harper and Rowan when they had that little run.
Oh,
they had the big, like, sledgehammers or whatever they were.
The Bludgeon Brothers. Yes.
The Bludgeon Brothers. Not to lean too much on Ministry, but Acolytes, maybe.
Okay.
Before their APA days. But I think my pick would be the Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers, lock it in. Yeah, nice. That's our team. Right. Yeah, you're totally right there.
Yeah. Speaking of Kane and Undertaker, I would put Kane in his sort of See No Evil era. You know, when his mask came off, and he was that
really
Kane.
no mask Kane you'd put in,
but he was. I mean, this version of Kane was literally in a horror movie. You
know what I mean? Yeah, true. Yeah, that's fair.
That's very the evil, very Halloween.
Yeah, Towelhead. Yeah. Towelhead Kane. Okay. Well, we've got to go for, like, 91, 92 Undertaker.
Yeah, the purple gloves.
Yeah, early making kids cry in the arena Taker, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he really broke. So, I mean, there was supernatural stuff before him, I guess, but he sort of broke a mold like that version of Undertaker. He would get slammed and then all of a sudden just sit up, and that's like there was no cell.
Yeah,
but it was a believable no cell. It was like a scary no cell. So yeah, I put down Ministry, Undertaker, but I'm definitely I'm more on board with what you're saying there.
Sweet. Look at this. Yeah. We're blasting through them. So we've got two, and we've got a tag.
Danhausen gets a mention, but I think he's probably more of a prospect and not actually in the faction.
The Jimmy Hart of this faction, the mouthpiece.
Kamala, wrestler, not Harris.
Yeah, Kamala. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But Balance Kamala. Trump would be scary in this faction.
I mean, 100%. So much orange.
The Boogeyman.
Boogeyman could go in. So you've got, I'm tempted to say you've got potentials like Nikki Cross. Mm-hmm. You've got Alexa when she was all evil and fiend-like.
Yep.
Abaddon's probably a good shout.
Abaddon.
Fucking terrifying. Jesus.
Abaddon, yeah.
Do you know what, though? Like, going back a little bit to more kind of WCW days, the Scream Queen, Daphne, was a big fan of Daphne.
Daphne's a good shout, actually, yeah. That's very, that's a very menacing gimmick, wasn't it? Who's she? Who's she partner up with? Who was it from ECW? Wasn't she with the Sandman for a bit?
I think she was. I want to say, because I remember in WCW she was with David Flair. So there was the whole thing with David Flair and Crowbar. And then I can't remember if she was in Raven's Flock for a bit or not.
Oh, Raven. Yeah. Oh, Raven has to go in.
Raven's a very good shout.
OG Boiler Room Mankind.
Oh, yes.
All right. Because you've got to plant this faction all over the arena. Nowhere you can go where you're safe. You've got Mankind hanging out back there. You've got Kane hanging out in dark rooms. Harper and Rowan just waiting to bludgeon you when you go out to the ring. I mean, Alexa. So I wrote down here the Fiend with Alexa. And maybe we just put the Fiend in, but yeah, Alexa maybe just on the peripheries. But the Fiend is, that it got to be a shoo-in, right?
Yeah, 100%. Has to be.
Jake the Snake's.
So I was going to say, I mean, a Jake the Snake promo in those early 90s were unreal. Unreal, so good.
He literally brings a snake into the faction. Now we've got a whole thing there.
Yeah, I like it.
Different personality types in it.
Abyss.
PCO.
PC. No, because. Purely because Nikolai's scored so many points with that old fucker this month already. Absolutely. The man's like 70 years old. How's he still defending two titles?
Well, yeah, we need the points as well. We got to think about that. It's not just whether these people actually would do a job. I mean, Raven with all those hardcore title defenses. Oh my God. I'm so glad we don't live in the hardcore 24/7 era. These points updates, man, would be insane. Oh, so let's see, we got the tag team, we've got Harper and Rowan down. We've got Cena, Evil Kane.
Yeah.
The Fiend. OG Mankind. Daphne. And Purple Glove Undertaker. So I think we need three more singles guys. Jake the Snake, did we say?
Jake the Snake, yeah, you could put Jake in.
So two more singles. Who have we said? We've got Raven, Abaddon, Boogeyman.
I mean, she's never done it in WWE, really. Although we thought we were going to get it when she returned at the Rumble, but it kind of went in a different direction. But Asuka, when she's got the fucked up clown makeup on, like when she was in Japan, what was the...
Kana.
Yes.
Kana, right? Yeah, Kana was a killer.
Yeah,
yeah. So Kana has to go in.
Yeah.
God. Dominating every division. All right, one more. Abaddon. Evil Uno? No.
Evil Uno.
It's Abaddon or Boogeyman for me. Raven. Oh, God, Raven. Just for the personality type, just all the different personalities. Fuck. Boogeyman would get my shout for the last one.
I mean, you know, like, I even like Shotzi. Like,
yeah, even though, wild.
Yeah, she's not scary, but she fits in with that group of people perfectly, right?
Would thrive in that group.
Yeah, yeah. Leading them to the ring in a tank.
We could get a wild card. She could be the wild card pick of our group there.
She could be. It's always good to have a wild card.
The outside of the box pick.
I might have to put a vote in for Shotzi there. I mean, yeah. I know Boogeyman, like, you can't not really, can you? But
let's go for, because how many women we got? Daphne, Kana, and three women. Good, we'll dominate that division there. Go on, we'll give Shotzi a go.
Go on, Shotzi lad.
We'd give her a year. Abaddon's knocking on the door though.
I feel like Abaddon would still be in the orbit of this group, but she would just appear. Do you know what I mean? She'd just, like, fuck with people's heads.
Right,
what a team.
Ultimate Spooky Fantasy Faction. We've got Daphne, Purple Glove Undertaker, Boiler Room Mankind, The Fiend, Xeno Evil Kane, Jake the Snake, Shotzi Blackheart, and the Bludgeon Brothers. That's a great team.
What a team.